Hello and welcome to the Kubi Podcast. All right, welcome to episode 2 of the Kubi Podcast. You are back with your host, Brady Peterson. And today I am joined in Madison, Wisconsin with Andrew Denzin. Andrew, why don't you give everybody a hello?
Hello. How are you doing out
there? So let's just start with the basics. Well, you know, once again, we're going to keep it pretty simple. So Andrew, tell us where you were born and how long have you lived in Madison for?
So I was born in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, about an hour north of here, halfway to Green Bay. And I've been in Madison now for 13 years, actually, this August. Wow. Moved into the dorms.
Do you think you'll be here forever?
Probably. I mean, I don't really intend to go back to Fond du Lac. So after that, it's like, depends on where we need to go. But for now, pretty happy here.
Yeah. And I guess I should mention that. So Andrew and I know each other kind of through mutual friends. So for those of you who know Zach Ward, you know, I grew up in high school with Zach, and you guys met in college.
Yeah.
And always kind of loose friends, I guess you would say. And then when I moved down here, a little bit better friends, and now we're just mostly fantasy friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, how many are River Falls guys on the in the league?
I think just Travis.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, that's a lie. Sorry, there's a lot. Okay. Yeah, sorry. I was thinking of my friends, and then I realized there's not just cheating. So Zach Toland, who is Legend Killers.
Okay.
He's from River Falls. And Chris Parno, who is Helmet Kitty, is also from River Falls.
Because I was thinking about the first time I met you, and I think it might not have been the first time, but it was one of the initial times I met you was the night Zach kicked the railing off your deck up in Eau Claire.
Yeah.
It was a good night. So if I can make fun of Zach on a podcast, I'll make
sure that people know. Every time.
It's fair.
Yeah. I'm sure he was probably half naked doing that as well. All right, so why don't you tell us what you do for a living and where you work? I guess that's the same thing.
So I am an IT project management consultant. I currently work with Department of Children and Families, so a state agency here in Madison, doing BI, business intelligence.
Mm-hmm. I thought you used to, you know, how long ago did you quit Epic?
2 years.
Oh, wow.
So I was at Epic for 6.5 years.
That's
a meat grinder of a place.
Right, yeah. But, okay.
No, it's been good since.
Chew you up, spit you out kind of thing.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but it was, I had kids, it's time.
Yeah, so let's move on to that. So, wife, kids?
Yep, so my wife, Katie, and then I've got Penelope, who's 3, Olivia, who's 1, and then if you hear her in the background, I have Nala, who's my 5-year-old dog. So a lot of estrogen in the household.
Yeah. What do you like to do for fun? If you're not watching football or working, what do you do?
Lately, obstacle course racing is...
Obstacle course racing. Yeah, okay, so, go on. Tell me more about this.
I started doing Tough Mudders 2011.
Sure.
And then when I left Epic 2 years ago, I started getting rid of all the, essentially, travel weight I'd put on over the years of being on the road. And I started running their 8-hour long 5-mile loops. You just go as far as you can. So that sucked up all my time. If I'm not working or with the girls, running or CrossFit pretty much every day.
That's awesome.
So
physical beast.
Not yet.
How long have you been doing CrossFit for?
2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, about the same time.
You obviously like it quite a bit.
Yeah, I do. The place is like a mile from...
Okay.
Travis and I live about a mile apart here in Madison, and it's just down the hill from here.
Very nice.
It's good.
All right. Well, let's move on to some football-related questions, since that's what we're trying to stick to. Your favorite NFL team is...
Packers.
Yeah. I know. I just want to try to let everybody know. Yeah. I think this is pretty much a Packers-Vikings league, except for Josh, who's, for some reason, a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Is, you know.
Questionable decisions.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. He's a Cowboys fan and a Cubs fan, which is like, I can't think of anything worse. How old were you when you started playing, and what was your first league?
I think my first league, I can't remember when I started it, but it was, you were in it. It was like senior year of college, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wanted to do it. Didn't really know anyone in a league, so I just started one and got, I think there were probably 10 of us together that year.
Sure.
So it's probably almost 10 years now that's been going on.
Yeah. The one I'm back in.
Yeah, you're back this year. So.
Celebrity guest appearance.
Yeah. You dropped out, and then one of my good friends got deployed, so He did not want to play this year. Although the only year he ever won was the year he was deployed
and auto drafted,
and he won the league. Every year he's like good for 11.
I don't know if that says more about him or more about us.
Yeah, but that's what
regardless.
It is. But yeah, I got cool. into it there, and I've gotten more and more into fantasy stuff, but I've never really expanded beyond. I think one year I did three leagues, and I was busier then, but I just felt like that was too much to dive all the way into them.
So do you just do my league and your league now?
Yep.
Okay. Do you do any like pools or anything like that anymore?
Last year we did a confidence pool with like 12-ish people. Might do that again.
Those are fun.
And then I play around a little bit with Daily Fantasy. I put it out there last year to do like if we wanted to have a league, weekly league pool for $3 or $5.
Oh, yeah. So, I'd do that. Yeah,
we could get that together.
Yeah.
I'm always good to gamble.
Yeah, right.
I like finding unique ways to lose money.
Yeah.
Degenerate.
As me and Travis got back from the casino at 5 a.m. last night.
Yeah. Did it go well?
What's that?
Did it go well?
You know, it was one of those times where it was extremely disappointing because at about 3 a.m., I was up like $500.
And you couldn't walk away.
And I ended up being up like $60.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like if I was down 500 and I was back to even, I would have been ecstatic, right?
Yeah.
But because it was the opposite, I was like, eh. But anyways,
yeah.
So do you have a favorite fantasy football player that you like?
I mean, for a long time. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
For a long time, it was Jamaal Charles.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I remember I got in on him because I read the his first season that he did well was like the last six games of the year. I read Matthew Berry's 100 facts about how good his production was. Got him in like the fourth round, and he just crushed it for me. So I was a big fan of him for a while. But, I mean, last year Alvin Kamara won me both my league, so got to put him at the top of the list right now.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about Hopkins. Hopkins is by far my favorite player ever.
You used to be all about Gronk. You'd draft him every
Who?
Every
Gronk?
Year. Gronk, yeah.
I do like the Gronk, too. Well, he's such a position advantage.
Gronk smash.
Gronk smash. And there's nothing better than watching a Patriots game and have him just, like, dominate.
Just a big, dumb animal.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have a hated fantasy player? Like, somebody you won't draft or
Devontae Parker. Legend Killers tried to trade him to me. I was just like, dude, no. I don't touch him.
No.
I got sold on that hype 2 years in a row and he just was shit. I just can't
do
it.
He gave him away for like a bag of peanuts later in the draft.
Yeah, that's probably all he's worth.
Do you have somebody that you think in this draft talks a lot of shit that maybe doesn't have a championship behind it to back it up at all?
I mean, the most vocal is probably Killers, right?
Yeah, I think so. He talks a lot of shit.
Yeah, he's out there. He's going for it. I mean, his team is shaping up this year, but if you're going to talk shit, I don't think his finish was too good last year. So
maybe
has to go to him.
Yeah, maybe make the playoffs first and get back to me.
Start there.
He's 0-3.
I'd be like, right, until game one of this year, I can kind of say whatever.
Yeah,
I want.
Right,
like,
absolutely.
I'm the reigning champ, so I can rub it in if I need to.
Like I said in the last episode, your team is stacked up. Even your bench is impressive.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that goes. Although,
Hey, Gordon's back.
I saw that.
My lottery ticket is back.
I know. I can't believe, honestly, when the rumors were coming around last year that he was, like, going to be back and available, I just totally poo-pooed it. 'Cause I was like, there's no chance he's going to be any good anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I felt I had, at the time, I had enough depth. I was like, okay, I can pick him up or some random second year guy who's more likely going to flame out. I might as well try it.
Yeah. Do you think that is he someone you're most forward to watching this year as a player? Or do you have someone you're like super jacked to see?
I mean, that whole Browns team is going to be fun.
I think like, so too. Honestly.
It's either going to go well or it's going to implode.
Yeah.
Now I saw they offered Dez a contract, but
$5 million.
Did he didn't take it?
No.
Okay, I just saw the contract.
He'd rather
offer, but
have nothing, I guess.
I
think it's kind of interesting the Patriots haven't signed us since their core is pretty weak right now.
Don't they only sign white receivers?
Yeah, I mean, they did decide Decker.
Say that under my breath, but
yeah. So do you? So after the draft, in regards to our league, do you have a team that you're mostly keeping an eye on besides yourself? That you think is
No, it's just me. No.
Okay.
No.
Makes sense.
I don't know. I looked at a couple. I went through the rosters last night. So, you and Naked Franks both have, I think the top five
Naked
wide receivers.
Franks. Yeah, for sure.
Top seven. Five of the top seven wide
receivers.
He has
AB and Julio.
Yeah. Yeah. So, And then Trav with Saquon and Bell. Although,
yeah.
I mean, I think that, like, from a dynasty perspective, this is probably the last year of Le'Veon Bell. Like, I think they're going to run him into the ground, send him somewhere else, and he's just going to die. Like, Travis has a shot hit this year, but that might not pair off too long.
It is crazy how the one thing I've been paying attention to with dynasty is, like, how you can have a prominent running back like DeMarco Murray. Like, 2 years ago, he would have seemed like a perfectly acceptable draft pick.
Yeah, and
and now he's out of the league.
Yeah, but then, I don't know, that's like on my back to like most hated fantasy players, and I don't have no reason to hate him other than that every year I fade Frank Gore. I'm like, that guy's old as shit. He's not going to make it. I could draft him now, but I'll draft some other random guy and then laugh whoever drafts him. Like, oh, he's going to break down. And he never does.
Never does. I mean, eventually one of these years he has to.
Is this the year for
But
AP?
I do.
Well, I guess last year was kind of the year for AP. Played like two games.
Yeah. Although he looked good last night, apparently.
Preseason.
So do you have like a, you know, it seems like now we're starting to get in a new age of fantasy where there's all kinds of new ways to play coming up. Do you have a game or like a different strategy you'd want to see? Or like not a new strategy, but like a different way to play? New league type? You've heard about it all?
League type? I don't
know. Well, like, okay, so I'll throw this out. So, in my work league, okay, the owner of the league, the owner of the company plays with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he will bet any person any amount of money per point, his team against your team at the end of the year. So we play in like a regular league. It's like a 12-man league. But if he scores like 1,000 points and I score like 800 points and I bet him $1, I owe him $200. Jeez. So the reason I'm bringing this up was that it was super interesting last year because every single week I really cared about my score and his score, regardless of who I was playing. Like, I wanted to win as well, but it was like, hey, I just gained 30 points. And I just made $30 this week.
And was it points off of starters or like the best ball draft?
Where no, it's just off starters. So that was even the crazier part. So, like, you know when, I don't know if you remember when Deshaun Watson blew up like his first like mammoth game.
Yeah.
He scored like 38 points.
Mm-hmm.
I had him on my bench. And I had started someone who scored like 15. And I was like, that cost me $23. Not starting him, right?
Yeah.
So I was trying to think. It created so much interest for me because I was paying attention to it every single week. I was like, what if you had a league where your entry was based on your score at the end of the year? So like you could put like a minimum and a cap on it, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a $50 minimum and like a $300 cap. And so, like, the maximum amount you could have to pay is $300.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take, like, the average of the top 3 point getters. So that way, in case one team gets, like, you know, has a crazy team,
yeah.
So now everybody's screwed. But, although I guess you have the cap, which prevents that anyways. But, so you do, like, the average of the top 3, and then everybody else has to pay into the pot how much below that they are, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just thought it'd be an interesting way to play.
You know, I was...
I suppose you'd have to have some people with deep wallets.
I was thinking more of rules changes, but like I guess coming from golf, it'd be fun to be able to bet any other person on like essentially press. Mm. So like in golf, if you're playing heads up against someone, you lose the hole, you can press and say, I'm going to play you now instead of 9 holes, I'm going to play you for the next 7 holes. And if I win that, I win a separate bet. And you can just keep adding on the bets throughout the day. So that'd be something where if you have a rough couple of weeks, you could still press against someone else and say, I'm going to still beat you on total record by the end of the year.
Sure.
That's just another way to put action on it.
Yeah.
But that can get messy because you could press every single week and have 15 bets out there.
With our league, do you think that you would like to see it either one of two things, like be a true Empire League where you have to win twice in a row to get the pot and it resets? Or would you like to see it more of a true Dynasty where it's like, you know, we set like a 10-year retention or something on it and then we just play for a while? Or would you rather just see it the way it is?
I don't know. I feel like I have a biased opinion having one winner. Or
well, obviously, I would never change it like mid.
Yeah, no.
Mid.
I don't know. My roster's young and deep, so I'd play for longer either way.
Yeah.
I feel I'll be in contention for a while.
Yeah, oh, for sure. For sure. I like the new taxi squad because I feel like it gives a guy, I think especially some of the teams that are in a little rougher shape, gives them a little more opportunity.
Yeah. But I do... It'd be interesting to do pass interference.
Yeah.
So like, it's like points for drawing. Like you get your receiver gets 1 point for every time they draw pass interference.
I'm in for that. Especially if they change it. I think I maybe already said this at one point. But if they change the rule so that it's a PI is like 15 yards instead of 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot more people dragging people down.
Yeah. Or I don't know how it would work, but for like first downs created or something like that would be another way. Rather than getting, you know, essentially getting a point for a 2-yard screenplay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, that's a good point.
The value, it makes, you get points for value of the play. Or added points for.
Although there is nothing, not okay, there's a lot of things. But one of my favorite like secret things is like when a guy catches like a minus 1 yard pass. It's like, hey, I got 0.4 points for that.
Did it. He caught the ball.
Yep.
Could have dropped it.
Okay. So we're starting to wrap this up. One of my favorite things to think about that, because a lot of it won't happen, but what's your like all time sporting events list of like, if you could have a list of like what would happen the most? I'm not phrasing that very well. Like, what would you want to see happen the most? What would that list be?
U.S. winning the World Cup, but that's, I'll take just going to a World Cup.
Yeah, so right.
8 years I can go to a game, but they won't win.
So that's interesting. I did not expect to hear that answer. But I suppose you're a big soccer guy.
Yeah, I'm a soccer guy.
Okay.
After that, probably Packers Super Bowl, and then Badger football. I'm not as big of a Brewers guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'll no, that's it. Fine.
Bucks. I'll take it.
Right.
Other one, Tiger Major. Tiger winning a major.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. I mean, I do now.
I was, like, glued to the TV on...
For the PGA?
For the PGA, yeah.
That was super fun. He's still a little just... He's still shaky.
Yeah. One of the guys...
Maybe next year.
So, Naked Franks, because there's two owners for that team, you know? One of those guys was at... he was at the PGA on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, nice.
He was, like... He volunteers, Doug.
Okay.
And he was right next to Tiger one day.
I'm trying to get him the Ryder Cup volunteer.
Yeah.
When it's in Kohler.
Yeah, that'd be super fun. Alright, so I'm going to we're gonna end it with some rapid fire questions.
Alright.
That I did not provide you.
Nerves.
Uh oh. No, it's just simple stuff. do you think Randy Moss was the greatest wide receiver ever?
No.
What's your favorite brewery?
Oh, that's a tough one. Oh, God. Russian River out in California.
Correct answer is Omni Brewing, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry. I already trolled Zach once today. I can do it twice.
Troy Aikman or Steve Young?
Steve Young.
Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders?
Barry Sanders.
No, that one's easy. What's your favorite TV show?
Currently?
Or ever.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, good answer.
Now that's going to be like 6 movies next year. 2-hour episodes.
Really?
I heard 6 2-hour episodes next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's just going to be straight up movies.
Yeah. All right, so you have to give up one of these things. So it's like an and. Hot food or cold food?
Give up.
So you can never eat it again.
Cold food. No, hot food. I'm always hot, so I'll give up hot food.
Yeah, I think like, I don't think
retain
I
give up, the sweat.
Like, ice cream.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Beer or pop and juice?
Oh, I'd give up pop and juice.
Yeah, I figured. That was pretty easy. You're a healthy guy.
Pizza. That's why I want the beer. I don't need juice.
Pizza. It's got all that sugar. Or pasta?
I'd give up pasta.
Fantasy football or Packers Super Bowl?
Fantasy football. I think so.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys episode 2, and we'll talk to you later.
Train track, I can slow it down.